Well, here we all are. We actually got out of our chairs for 5 minutes. Kind of like we're just starting over. All new players.
I had to let the blood rush out of my head.
I know. It was a... Sorry. This hour won't be... Actually, this will be a blood boiler, too, I suppose. Depends on where you are and the whole thing. But, you know, it's always nice to have solutions. Because we talk a lot about problems, and we try really hard to include some solutions, but they're not always readily available. The issue from the first hour with the unfunded pensions and stuff does have a solution in our particular case. So if you live in another part of the country or in another, you know, city or whatever, you might be considering, what are you going to do about it? So you could take a page out of our playbook. So you're listening to We the People. Join us online. It's wethepeopleradio.us. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
And I'm Bob Martin.
All the music comes from Bob. Bob gets all the credit for the music. If you have, topics you'd like to hear, if you have things that you need to send us, if you're bugged about something, because we're not fair and balanced and we don't pretend to be, I figure the other team gets the bulk of the airwaves in the world these days. So we pretty much only talk about things we agree with. We don't really feel the need to give the opposition a voice. They got plenty of friends out there.
With the Koch brothers money they send us, we can talk about
anything
they want.
Wait, who are the other guys? The Rothschilds.
Yeah.
We get accused of all sorts of stuff. Go
the Illuminati.
Figure. Darn
yeah,
them.
The Illuminati.
You know their checks never show up.
Their check's late again this month,
I
too.
I know. Yeah, my Illuminati account's really low.
A few months late. Yeah.
So our guest this hour is Vint Stevenson, who sent me no bio, although I know he was in the Marine Corps. And he does investment-ness.
There you go.
Nice.
I told him, if you don't send me something, I'm just going to make crap up.
Which I'm used to.
And here we go.
The games begin.
Investment advisor. Got a gun and ammo business. Let's see, what else? Mortgage business. And
you do?
Cafe.
What's it called?
Honor Financial. It's actually a smaller portion underneath Omega Mortgage. So Dan has some very... personal reasons for being a part of it, but we went together and we put together Honor Financial, and we'll be coming out with it hopefully strongly in the next few months. And we only hire veterans or veteran spouses, and we do veterans loans, and we give a portion of the loan back to the local veteran community.
Nice.
In the form of organizations. So, yep.
And you are... How are you connected with the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council?
I am the president of CVAC.
I was going to say that, but I wasn't sure if that was true. Why am I worried about that now? Because I should have just shot it out there.
Yeah. So we do a lot of stuff in the community. We're working with the CHPs.
Explain what the Shasta County Veterans Council, for those people who either don't live in our county or...
Shasta County is a very strongly represented veteran community within the... Shasta County area, we have 27 military organizations that are nationally recognized and registered.
VFW, American Legion, those kinds of organizations.
And vets, all the way down the list. So with that, the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council gets together with the heads of those organizations or the representatives, and we discuss where we're going as a group, what kind of things we can be doing that we don't step on each other or get in each other's way. But quite frankly, it went through a time period where a lot of things were kind of, taking a little bit more of an apathy position. And we're kind of evolving out of that now. And so we're participating in a lot more things. We have an event coming up October 7th, next Saturday, at the Veterans Memorial Hall next to the post office in downtown Yuba. We're doing it with the California Highway Patrol, and it's a youth fundraiser. So we're bringing in 4-H, FFA, Little League, cheerleaders, you name it. They'll be there represented, and we're going to turn over all proceeds to the kids group so they won't have to go out and wash cars or sell cookie dough.
And the kids group is?
Kids groups are any of them.
Any of them.
We're dividing them up. We're basically creating a venue for them to come to us, and then we're going to do everything we can to drive revenue for them.
Nice.
The KISS group will be recognized then.
Because what does it mean?
California Highway Patrol has started a new group that is actually kids involved in supporting Shasta.
There you go.
So we did our first event the 17th, which is a Sunday. We basically flash mobbed a home in Anderson. a gentleman who needed some help, who wasn't able to do some of the things that he had been used to doing for himself for many years. And we cut wood, and we tore down old fences, and we, you know, split wood, and we burnt, got things ready to burn, and, you know, so on. So we basically just cleaned up his yard.
Yeah, so you basically let all the kids that are part of that group, you know, hey, we're meeting on this day at this time, mm-hmm. show up.
We had maybe, I think I can count four adults, myself included, and we had probably 25, 30 kids. And so we're going to be doing this as a flash mob in different areas.
What age group?
All the way from young, 7, 8 years old, all the way up to, you know, they're probably not really even kids anymore. But, yeah. But it was a very strong representation. The kids did fantastic. I mean, they had great attitudes the entire time. They worked hard. They did what you could tell. They were just into it.
Right.
So we have the idea. We're working with the library. We're working with a couple projects that have been presented to us. And we'll be doing those. You'll be hearing about those in the coming weeks.
So this isn't something funded by the government or the city or the whatever. You know, this isn't some national organization. It's a thing that you guys made up.
This is something that Shasta County and our community specifically should be locked into. And it's not just necessarily this particular project, but all projects like this.
Mm-hmm.
Shasta Support Services, groups like that. It's time for us to do for ourselves. Sacramento's not going to save us. Washington's not going to save us. Quite frankly, they have much bigger problems. So we need to, if we're going to walk out the other end of this tunnel and walk into a sustainable path again, it's going to be because we did it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for us to come together, time for us to figure out what is going to make us sustainable and get this thing moving in the right direction.
So I have not posted anything for you because you didn't send it.
Yeah.
Little blame there.
Yeah.
But I do want to, because if there's somebody listening who says, well, geez, my kids might want to be involved in that.
Yep.
What's the easy way for them to do that?
They could contact me directly at ventwstevenson.com. They could contact me on my personal number at 949-5000. That's 530, obviously. So 530-949-5000. They can contact us ShastaCountyUnited.com. There's just a number of different ways.
Okay. And cool. So if they wanted to donate money to that cause, that's where they would go.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, not everybody has kids and not everybody can do that. But, yeah, if they could support financially, that would help a lot. I'm sure sometimes you need materials.
Yeah, we're working with the groups right now. We're trying to interview with different organizations that I know would potentially like to be a part so we can actually take that next step, which will be starting to do repairs on homes.
Mm-hmm.
So doing some things that are necessary. The VFW and us work with the Home Depot on some projects for veterans, and I think this is something that we could do for people who aren't necessarily veterans, but have some need.
Mm-hmm.
So, doing some good things.
Oh, good,
nice. So
it's nice to know there's projects like that out there that don't involve, you know, any
bureaucracy
kind of city or county or, you know, huge administrative costs and, you know.
CalPERS.
Yeah.
I mean, just go out and
we're
do
in deep
work
enough on that as it is.
And you get it done and you benefit the people directly.
So I do believe we've set the stage well. You're like a get it done kind of person.
Yeah. That's to us right now, for a lot of people out there who are doing things, I think the county of Shasta, the city of Redding, and the surrounding community, we all need to start asking ourselves, what kind of people are we now?
Mm-hmm.
I grew up here. I grew up out in Palo Cedro 55-plus years ago. Actually, 56 now. I just had a birthday.
Me too.
56.
Welcome to 56.
There you go. And so we're at a stage where we really need to kind of look within and decide, are we complainers? Are we whiners? What kind of people are we? Or are we people who recognize that there's an issue and stand up to that issue and address it regardless of what kind of headwinds hit us and push through it and do what's necessary? Because I heard a lot of people prior to us announcing the recall that were very upset with the direction of our community, were very upset with the things that they were being asked to endure on a daily basis and especially a nightly basis. And then when the time
just
came
with crime
for,
and that
yep.
kind of thing. Sure.
And when the time came for us to actually do something and stand up and say, it's time, you know what, let's let them know that we no longer support this direction. A lot of those people still continue to complain, but failed to act.
Right.
And so if we're not a community of people who actually act on our feelings and our needs, then you know what? Let's recognize that. Because if that's the case, then maybe we need to turn it over to somebody from Southern California and just live with what comes with it. Mm-hmm. But if we're not that type of person, which I don't think we are, then you know what? It's time for us all to stand up. And you're either going to volunteer, you're going to contribute, you're going to be a part somehow, but you're going to be part of the solution mm-hmm. and not not continue to be or act the victim.
Right.
Because this is getting old, people.
Yeah, it is. And I think
and it isn't going to fix itself.
I think once the word gets out, I hope you'll get a lot more participation because I hear it every day.
Yep.
People are just fed up, and it to the lay person looking at the problem, it just doesn't look that complicated.
No.
And they're making this out to be this huge deal that it's going to require all these special interests to solve, and we need to just stand back and let them do it. They're not getting it done.
No.
It's not getting done.
Not even close.
No.
And quite frankly, the more they can complicate it,
mm-hmm.
the better it is for them.
Sure.
Because it basically then gives
them... It locks everybody out.
Job involvement and excludes everyone else.
Right.
You have to have professionals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, we'll handle this.
Only
professionals
can do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's true. And there are a lot of things the community can do. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and... chat more about all this. I am posting Vince information online for you. So if you're looking on there and you're like, what the heck? She's got nothing on there. Refresh your page. You can find it at wethepeopleradio.us. And we'll be right back. In light of everything that goes on, that actually seems kind of bizarre. We hope and pray San Francisco does not save us. They're kind of saving we don't need. But it is a snazzy song. Okay, so Reading, the city of Reading,
mm-hmm.
90,000 people, and they've got 1,800 and some change on the retirement system that's now mushroomed up to $600 million, as Gary gave us in the first half here. So let's begin taking people off the city council, huh?
Well, you know what? There's a lot of things we can do at this point.
Let's go after the decision makers, huh?
Quite frankly, this is there's only a certain amount of people who actually pull the strings. And
right.
at this point, we have to look at those people. I made it very clear from the beginning, even though a lot of people didn't realize who was kind of behind this. But I made it very clear that this was not a personal issue. This was a situation. I looked at this from almost a stockholder's position. If you and I own stock in a particular business
yeah.
and we had hired a manager or, in this case, a CEO to do a job and we realize that we are now in a different era for our company and that person does not possess the proper skills and
they
background.
They put us in a massive deficit position. Yeah. They refuse to acknowledge it.
Whether they were,
and they have no interest in fixing it.
Or whether they were the cause or not.
Correct.
Quite frankly, it becomes how do we save the ship?
Yes.
And so at this point, we look at the skills and what that person offers, and we say, you know what? We need somebody else. And we need something else that actually allows us then to put us back on that path. And in this case, those two people were the people we looked at and said, they just don't have it. These are people who I'm not going to judge their intentions. I'll only judge their actions. I only think that's fair. But quite frankly, they made it very clear where their priorities were, where their alliances were, and quite frankly, where the city stood in this whole thing. We are on a absolute collapse course. We are going to actually crash and burn. If Barry Tippin were sitting here right next to us right now.
And he is the current city manager.
He is the current city manager who used to run REU. So he is
Reading Electric Utility. For people who don't live here, they're like, they're acronyming me. What?
So he is a person who has said it to me. He said it to the city council. He sent it to a number of people. We are approximately 16 months away from deficit spending. We have hundreds of millions of dollars in debt and unfunded pension, and that doesn't count underfunded pension. Right now, I can tell you from as an advisor, we are 101 months away from our last correction in the market. That is the third largest streak of positive months in the entire history of our tracking the market. 101 months. We are destined to have an adjustment at some point.
Yeah.
When we have that, that will hurt us even further. If the pilot program were to be lost, that would hurt us extensively. I'm sure Gary talked about that. The bottom line is any of these things could potentially exacerbate the already crazy situation we find ourselves in. There are cities all over the state of California, and there are cities all over the nation that are bankrupting right now because of this. Right now, Hartford, Connecticut is considering going bankrupt.
My old hometown.
Okay. Hartford,
Connecticut. I was in West Hartford, if that helps at all.
I almost went to work there.
Really?
Yeah, at a company right after the Corps.
My dad was at Travelers.
Yep. It's funny you should say that, because that's where I was considering going to work. So, I mean, a lot of things going on right now. And if you think that the state can bail you out, the state has probably upwards of close to $750 billion in debt. On top of it, 1.2 is the number that I've heard, but I've only been able to track three quarters of a trillion. If you're looking at the nation, we're talking about $6 trillion worth of issue within these unfunded pension issues. So this is going across the nation. On top of this, when you look at, all right, so we've got a safety net. The safety net's called the PBGC, the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. You buy this insurance from them and they guarantee this pension. They guarantee it up to 56%. So here's the bottom line. When the Teamsters 707 back in New Jersey, now imagine a Teamsters union in New Jersey going under, one of the most powerful groups out there. When they went under, the PBGC said, yes, we'll guarantee it up to 56%, but we can only do it for 6 to 8 years because we're going under. Because there's so many pensions that are collapsing right now that they're not receiving enough premium to take care of all this.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've got a situation, guys. When I first started talking, I said, you know what? We got to decide as a city, as a community, as a county, that we're going to solve our own problems. Because quite frankly, the state can't do it and the federal government can't do it. And I know there's people out there that say, oh, well, a lot of these things are put on us by the state and there's just no way for us to solve it. You know, if that's the case, you should probably move. Because quite frankly, we're in it to solve it. We're in it to find solutions for it, and we need to put everything on the table when we start to talking about how to bring these solutions to the table.
You made a comment earlier about this is not you're not making this personal. Have you had people make this?
Oh, hold on. Let me answer. How about someone that I know received a message from one of the people being recalled who said, I know you're such a nice person and you wouldn't be involved in this. It's probably that Aaron Ryan.
See, that's exactly
like, what the
that's
heck?
Where I was going.
I have nothing to do with it.
when they don't have a legitimate response, they always go personal.
When I was in college, I did debate.
Yes.
And ad hominem arguments were your last-ditch effort. Well, if you couldn't do anything else, attack the person
there
right in front
of you.
There
you go. But that's right out of the bag.
Oh, they're doing KKK stuff. We had to get a restraining order against somebody because he was bringing out KKK signs and hanging them behind our people.
Nice.
I mean, just some of the...
Just
to try to get people
You know, it's funny
to,
with the Tea Party, we had people who would show up with swastikas and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was like... Go, somebody throw a net over that guy on the other corner. Like if we were protesting on multiple corners, they'd be on the far corners. Like, go get that guy. Because he knew that's what would show up in the paper.
That's how they do it.
I mean, this group is made up of like 8 different groups right now. And it's very...
The recall group.
And it's very apolitical. I mean, you can imagine, I've actually had to speak to group members to say, you know what, you need to bring down your passion on some areas because we've got such strong representation from all factions here. And it's basically everybody's come together for one thing, to put us back on a sustainable path. Mm-hmm. And it's like, guys, it doesn't matter which side of the fence you're on, we're in trouble. So if you're a city employee right now, we're reaching out to these unions to talk to them, not to particularly to their leadership, unless their leadership truly wants to listen, but just to talk to them and say, you know what, if there's any one group out here that's trying to fix this and save it for you, it's us. Because we represent the people who want to keep our obligation, want to keep our promise to these city employees, and say we're going to do everything we can to save you. Now, the people moving forward that we hire and bring on, they're going to have to live in a new reality because we can't afford you guys anymore. But if you're a city employee or a county employee and you're out there listening, you need to get with us because, quite frankly, if they keep going on the path they're going, you need to start looking at 56%.
I was going to say you're going to join the 56%
best,
club.
Yeah. And, because, and that new reality has been in private industry for many, many years.
Yes.
I mean, and that is, I think, was one of the turning points for governments. You know, it used to be you went to college and then you went to work for a corporation. You got a good pension and you worked your life and you retired. If you couldn't do that, if you just, you know, didn't have an education and you couldn't get a job in a corporation, you went to work for the government and you hung out there for a while until you were able to find something and then you bailed and got a real job.
Or it gave you security until...
That's right.
Well, you took less money because you had a guaranteed
pension.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That was always the thing.
That was a trade-off.
That's a trade-off.
And now it's top dollar and guaranteed pension.
Where people go to college and the first thing they want to do is go to work for the government.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't you?
That's where all the bennies are.
Yeah.
Because private industry can't afford it anymore.
Yeah. What person who owns their own company would pay these types of salaries?
Nobody.
Because, I mean, and this is a conversation that Barry and I had multiple times. If you were actually, I mean, if Barry were here and he were talking about it, he would basically say, and I'm not putting words in his mouth, this is something I've heard from him, said, you know, why are you hiring these people at these rates? And basically the premise is we have to compete. We have to compete with these other municipalities for this quality.
That is such a load.
It really is, guys. And here's part of the reason why.
What does that mean?
Because let's imagine the four of us have a business and we want to spend more time with our families or travel or do whatever. And we decide we're going to hire a manager. Well, we would love to have the person who just graduated from Harvard Business School and they could come in here and just, you know, do wonderful stuff for our business and bring us up into the 21st century and all kinds of good stuff. But you know what? Our budget ultimately decides who we're going to hire. And we may only be able to hire somebody from Chico or Simpson. I'm not coming down on you guys. I'm just saying.
Like a local school.
A local school. Or we might be able to hire just a good old boy or gal that actually knows our business and understands the market.
Somebody from in-house.
But ultimately, our budget decides this.
That's right.
Yeah.
And right now, they have no – I mean, the idea is we'll just reach back in the taxpayers' pockets and we'll bump up our budget. Well, guess what? It's done. Measure D sent a very strong message.
And that was the tax increase for police and fire?
Yep. They basically said, we're going to do a half-cent sales tax, and the community said, no, we can't trust you with what you're spending money on.
And they weren't going to guarantee that it was going to go specifically for police and fire, and once people found out...
Well, they said, trust us. We will do it.
Oh, yeah, we got your back.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, they were also making it very clear that, no, we don't have a pension, unfunded pension issue. They were sticking to that all the way to the end, and now all of a sudden, supposedly, somebody found it in a closet. Kurt had hidden it in there somehow.
Where did this come from?
Nobody knew it. The second in command
didn't even know it. Gary Cad's been like Paul Revere, you know, the pensions are coming, the pensions are coming. And unfortunately,
well, think about it.
They blew him off for years.
At the Veterans Memorial Hall, Gary and myself and a couple others actually brought Pete up to talk about, you know, all the things that were going on and the actuarials and so on. We were trying to help, and Gary, like you say, Gary's been doing it twice as long as the rest of us. And nobody wants to listen.
And they all said he didn't know what he was talking about.
Exactly.
Apparently, he probably did. And we brought it up last hour. He was talking $350 million, and now it's $600 million.
Yeah.
And they're still saying he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm like, God, somebody please admit it before it doubles again.
Well, and then you talk to them now, and they say, but yeah, we just had an 11% return.
Right.
Yeah, how much of a difference did that make? $27 million? Wow. You only got a little ways more to go. Keep going.
Still got 600. Jeez. We have a hostage on the phone. Should we say hello to the hostage, or do we have to take a quick break?
I believe the hostage has left us.
Oh, the hostage is gone?
Yes.
Gary called back.
Gary.
You know, Gary was one of my teachers in high school.
Was he?
Yeah.
Gary Holland.
Sorry, Gary. Threw you under the bus.
Gary calls back.
It's been a long time.
Although I just want you to know that Bob wrote Gary Houlihan, and all I was thinking was Hot Lips. Gary's on the phone! But that's not correct, because it's Holland. Aren't you sad you didn't stay on the line? You could be asking a question, rather.
Let's just abuse him when Tally calls back.
Oh my God, we are a sick crew. You know what? This is super fun. Nice to have you in studio. You know, we're always talking to some faceless person on the phone. It's very nice.
Yeah.
All right, better take a swift break as long as Gary hasn't called us back yet. Do it, Gary, do it. And you can find all the contact information, actually, for Vint. I have posted it at wethepeopleradio.us. The Taxpayer's Lament. So Gary Holland called us back after we goaded him.
He couldn't take it.
He figured he better speak for himself before we come back from a break and start on him again.
He wanted to be abused in person.
Outstanding. We love that about you, Gary.
Yes. You can understand why my teaching was not a job but an adventure, because I have such great students. I probably have the best students of any teacher in Reading, it shows. Anyway.
I'm just sorry that Vint and I weren't classmates.
Right.
That would have been fantastic.
Activities. Before she was elected, in the audience at a city council meeting sat Kristen Schrader behind me. And this was at the infancy of our State of Jefferson movement. And I asked her what she thought of the State of Jefferson movement, and she said, over her dead body. And I don't know if that was an empty campaign promise or she promises to carry that out. But anyway, your other candidate for recall, in her brilliance, said she did not want to be in a state that did not have a major league baseball team.
Right on.
I remember that.
That's a criteria.
That's right. That was Francie.
Save me San Francisco.
Thank you so much for doing what you are doing. And maybe Aaron, a candidate, is also a former student. So hopefully her business acumen gives her a look into the future farther than the end of her nose, which current city council and past city councils have demonstrated that they had no clue into the future other than Gary Cadd and Patrick Jones. So I'd just like to add that ramp, and I'm not quite as optimistic about the doers around here. We'll see. I predict that next Saturday's Freedom Festival will not attract more than 5,000 people because, and I'll be harsh, people are too lazy, too stupid to have an idea. And one other thing, the State of Jefferson, if it was supported by our city council and or the Board of Supervisors, we might have been farther along than we are by year, etc. But both governing agencies were too dumb and too selfish to know what might have happened if we do something differently. So again, I thank you very much for doing the recall and so on, and also this program that allows people, if they're listening, to hear the truth and what's happening. So thanks again. I'll listen to your comments on the air.
Awesome, Gary.
Thanks a lot, Gary. And we should actually, just one little clarification. The person running for city council is not Aaron Moi. It's Aaron Reznor. It's a different Aaron, but, you know, the fact that she's named Aaron, of course, makes her awesome. So,
and I'll bet that Aaron Ryan had something to do with that, too.
Blame Aaron!
It's either her fault or Trump. So.
Exactly. And then we have Round Mountain Bob on the other line, who, I don't know, has a question or comment.
Yes, Aaron, you have Round Mountain Bob again. The pain in Redding's butt. Anyway, I am one of the people that go out and are getting these signatures for this recall.
Good for you.
And the thing is, talking to people, they are more worried here in Redding that it's going to cost us $250,000 to get rid of these people, and that they think we ought to just leave them there. And like I asked them, how many millions of dollars have they cost us since they've been in office? And they said, well, that don't matter. Why weren't you there to make them change their mind? I said, I was there to make them change their mind, but they didn't want to hear what I had to say. I said, and then they waited for me to go to the end of the list at the end of the night to be able to be called up to talk. I said, now, what did Obama do to us before he got office? And they said, well, he cost us trillions of dollars. I said, how many million are these two going to cost us before we get them out of office?
Hey, Bob.
And they just walk away confused.
And if you want to look at something, look at the, just compare and apples to apples. Look at the budget from last year and look at the budget from this year for the city. The city employee contribution, or in this case, the city employee budget, went up $7.3 million, almost 7.4. So you divide that over the number of city council meetings, and that $250,000 would be paid for in 1 2-week period. Right
now, that's what I told them. It would be paid shortly if we got rid of them and got good people in there. But they said, we elected them. We ought to just leave them there.
Yeah, because that's you know, expecting them to do something different.
Yeah, because
always
we scared them. Now they'll get in line now. Yeah.
Thanks for that.
I mean, I don't like their reasoning, but you know, I thought I'd call in and tell you this because I am out there getting signatures. I do listen to these people. I do go to city council and give them a hunk of my mind. But you know, they don't listen. As well as the people don't listen in this, the county of Shasta, in the city of Redding.
Well, thanks for that. Your observation on that, we appreciate it.
You bet. You have a good one. Enjoy.
You too.
Doing a great job.
And the one thing to bring up on whole idea, you had told me this quite a while back, you know, why not just wait until the next election? Why do it now?
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
if you look at the end of the agenda that is currently happening every 2 weeks for the city council, you'll see a closed session that is scheduled for every city council meeting. That closed session is dedicated to labor talks. Right now, they're discussing renegotiating contracts for 11 unions. That's all going to happen before November of next year. So this is a time for us to take away the people who obviously have not looked beyond, as Bob says, their nose, and has not looked to create a sustainable path for us as a community, and instead has continued to just exacerbate or make worse the conditions that we are already in as far as our budget. This thing is going up so fast that we're talking about deficit spending. Imagine your household deficit spending. You're spending more money than you have coming in. What would that feel like? How would you be losing sleep? The only reason most of you in this community are not losing sleep right now is because you haven't taken the time to make yourself aware of what's going on. That's the only reason. And we have terms for that. And quite frankly, you can come up with your own. But quite frankly, you need to be aware. This is your community. If you care about it, make something happen. Make shift happen.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good slogan. I like that slogan. It's a radio-friendly slogan. All right, so quick break or caller on hold.
Well, let's go to Maria first.
All right. Maria's been on hold. She will not need to be a hostage throughout the commercial break.
No, I'm not a hostage.
Fire away.
Okay. Am I there?
You are.
Yeah, okay. Well, while Gary Cat was talking, my mind, you know, got dizzy because of so many numbers and percentages. So I decided to call my family in Spain, Barcelona, of all places. And, do you know, do those people talk, I mean, the people here, it seems like they call each other and say the same words. Because I hear the same thing from there. How are we going to pay the pensions? This is what my...
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on here? And so now with the crap that's going on over there, supposedly all illegal, 500 people have been beaten, and, on and on and on. But I get the same thing from there. How can that be?
Apparently it was a worldwide collective mindset.
Yes.
Where it just seems let's go to work for the government and drive it into the ditch as long as we can.
They have a manual that they go to.
A manual.
So when you're
to me, this is looks very sinister. It doesn't look like it just happened. It doesn't look like it just happened for it to happen all of a sudden all over the place.
Any time that there is a lack of transparency and a lack of accountability, I agree with you, Maria. It starts looking very sinister. So.
Well, okay. And that is a huge thing right there. You hit it right on the head. When was the last time we've had accountability in government? It's been years.
Get rid of the citizen commissions on like the Reading Electric Utility. We don't need citizen oversight. People don't even know what they're looking at. You know, we're the...
Yeah, they know best.
And you know, Maria, the one thing that is the common thread in all this is... Don't you worry yourself about it.
We got this.
Oh, no.
We've got this handled, right? That's what we're always told.
Yeah.
We're the smart ones. We'll get it taken care of. You just go work on your little stuff.
I'm the one that had solutions for the Muslims, remember?
Oh, yeah. No, them. I remember you.
Special solutions, yes.
Special solutions. I think it was like an island.
I have solutions for these, too. Very easy solutions, really. And one right after the other have to go.
Yeah.
Not just two, just methodically. And you're next, and you're next, and then the other group, the ones that run the city, not the city council, the supervisors, then you're next.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of talk about that.
Yes, that's it. And you tell them that you're next. And,
well,
okay.
I think when you it's if you can reinstate accountability
and
you make it very public what these people are voting on and what the consequences are, I think just that in itself will get people fired up and might get these people to start toeing the line a little bit more.
Well, the recall effort as a whole has a couple of little merits to it. One, obviously, we're after the urgency on crime and trying to deal with moving things forward quickly. Secondly, we're dealing with the pension and some of the budgetary issues and so on. But that transparency and accountability is a big part of it. And the idea is to get new candidates in there. But then along with that, two ballot measures that we'll be introducing as well. One brings back the REU Advisory Council that Gary was talking about. We've already got somebody forming that. And secondly, to introduce and embrace the COIN initiative, which is a open negotiation for all labor contract requirement. So that will go in as an ordinance, and the people will then be able to go into session when they do labor talks.
And
this is something they hate.
Yeah, I don't understand how we ever got away from that.
No,
why is that a big secret?
It makes no sense that we would not be able to be there. Since who are they obligating when they make those contracts?
That's right.
They're obligating us, and they're taking away our services, and they're pulling more money out of our pockets that would have gone towards some of our dreams that we were actually considering.
Mm-hmm. So, dreams? Are you kidding me? most of the people here, really in Reading, they are on pension minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're not very much money here, but they said the medium. Yeah, because they count the $320,000 that the REU are making, and they count the police they're making, so that goes into the medium. All false, all smoking mirrors.
Maria, I got it. We need somebody to break out all city employees, all REU employees, and give us a real median income.
That
I
would
wonder
be interesting.
What that would look like.
Yes.
Because
it would look
horrible.
It would look like Biafra. That's what it would look like. Hungry.
What do you really think?
Thank you,
Maria. We appreciate your call.
Thanks. Okay.
Thanks for listening. We think your solutions are fun, by the way. All right, we've got to take a really quick break. We're going to come back with Vince Stevenson in our final moments. Going to have it all wrapped up for you in a little package. You can find more information about all this and catch up with the archive if you missed the first half at wethepeopleradio.us.
Yes, it's over, call it a day. Sorry that it had to end this way. No reason to pretend, we knew it had to end someday.
It's the recall theme song.
Yes, it's over, the kicks are gone.
Is that Kristen or Francis?
It's Aaron Ryan's fault. She's in it.
We need to do a song together.
We do.
Oh,
I believe we got it.
Too much, too little, too late.
Yeah. Bob, you nailed it.
Too killing it, man.
Too little, too late to try again.
Walking down the street on a sunny day, hubba 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way, hubba 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy,
happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey hey.
That's it. Right.
Man, it ain't so good when it ain't going your way.
Yeah.
Huh?
Bob, you should get an award. Oh, you should get an award for today. Today was award worthy. anybody who doesn't listen to this show just for the music is an idiot.
You're missing out.
I would just listen, just like fast forward through Bill and I and the guest and whatever, and just get to the music. Oh my gosh. All right, so we've got like, I don't know, 4 minutes or something.
Call to action.
Yep.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is such a huge opportunity for our community. Everything is aligned for what we're trying to accomplish, for what we're trying to actually make happen as a community. It's time for you to step up. So either you just commit to the idea that you're just a complainer and you don't want to do anything and put your t-shirt on that says that so we know who you are, or you step up and you actually play a role.
Scarlet
we need
letter.
People. We only have a month and a half left, and we have quite a few signatures that still have to be gained. The people who are working on this campaign have done a fantastic job, but we have radio ads. We have paper, full-page print ads that need to go out. We have another mailer that needs to actually get out there for education. We have a lot of things that are actually occurring right now, and we need your help. If you're one of those groups that's been suppressed, say you're the SOJ group and you didn't get the chance to go talk to the city council.
Those are the state of Jefferson people.
State of Jefferson people to recognize what your free First Amendment rights. Or if you wanted to go talk to the supervisors and they couldn't see past their noses to actually make something happen for you, this is your chance.
How about if you wanted to start a business and couldn't afford all the fees and traffic studies and
six-figure in fees alone, all the impacts.
Or you just wanted to close down the massage parlor in the driveway of your workplace.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many reasons right now for you to actually act. So you know what? Either get a petition and gather some signatures, volunteer to actually be a part of some of these efforts that are out there to make this happen, contribute. We need funds for commercials and print ads and so on. This is our chance to do this.
At the very least, sign the darn recall.
Yeah.
Okay, so best way for them to do that. Let's give the simplest first.
We have a number of locations that are posted either on the Shasta County United webpage or on social media, or you can contact me and I'll tell you where we're going to be. I can give you petitions and you can go out and do them yourself. I mean, this is something that you have to make happen. And we just had a drive-through where we were down in the Raley's parking lot and San Francisco Deli parking lot. We brought in over 500 signatures for that one. So I know there's people out there. But one of the things that we heard the most about was the question we heard the most was, you know what? What are you guys recalling? And that was just amazing to us.
Yeah.
Considering everything that's going on right now in your community, make the effort to reach out and figure out what is going on and why it impacts
you. If you're a voter in the city of Reading, whether you voted recently or not, but you need to be a registered voter.
We'll help you get registered.
And you can register to vote and sign the petition all at the same time.
Absolutely.
Or the recall.
How close are we?
If I had an extra week, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
How many signatures do you need?
We need basically 10,000. It's 9,872 or something like that. Quite frankly, we need more than that because we're afraid that there'll be some disqualified.
Yeah, they say you need like a third more just to cover.
We want 12 or 13,000.
So out of 90,000 people, and you figure you have even if half of them are registered to vote, you shouldn't be able to.
And ladies and gentlemen, regardless of which side of the fence you're on, what we're doing right now to gather these signatures is just to get this on the ballot. That doesn't mean that they're disqualified or they're automatically gone or anything. That just gives you the right to vote. And you get a say in this. This gives you that right. So don't think that you have to make a decision right now. And those things about what the cost is going to be, those are overinflated numbers. And quite frankly, we're filing for an exception to make this a mail-in ballot as well. So, I mean, that would limit it to $30,000,
$40,000. Outstanding. Well, there's a lot to be done, and so you can go to wethepeopleradio.us. That gives you all the information, or Vince's email is VintWStevenson, StevenSon, @yahoo.com. Phone number is 530-949-5000. You can find Bill and I on the web. We'd be happy to give it to you over the phone. We'll make sure we have that at the ready.
Give me 10 seconds if you would. I just want to thank a couple groups who have been very significant in this. You have some of the youth groups who have actually asked not to be named. You know who you are because they're afraid of reprisal and so on. SOJ is not afraid. They stand up and they help people like Round Mountain Bob and Gary and so on. Fantastic people that are actually doing something to help. Rally Sally doesn't miss an opportunity. There are people out there that have gotten to the point where they don't care. It's like, you know what? You can do whatever you want to me, but we're going to make it happen.
Well, this is just the beginning. I mean, if we can get this thing over the goal,
sends a shockwave through the system.
There's other things coming. I mean, this is huge.
Yeah. We can make a difference, ladies and gentlemen.
So if your city is having issues like this or headed this direction, you'd be wise to follow the goings-on here in Redding, California. Thank you so much, Bob.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you for that award.
Awesome, buddy.
All right, we'll see you next week. Probably go back to some national politics, but you're listening to We the People Radio. Find us online, wethepeopleradio.us.
And you're tuned to KCNR Shasta, Reading.